And I'm back. I'm back here on audio, but with my husband. He I'm sorry if my first audio boo sounded harsh. I just couldn't get over the initial shock that episodes like these were being banned from YouTube. I understand that stuff like the paranormal, stuff like that. Now my husband just left the room. Stuff like that could be highly controversial to people who are very religious. But even as one commenter said, they're going to put stuff like, you know, stuff from Lady Gaga and Rihanna and, you know, all this ugly filth on YouTube. I mean, the main reason I went on YouTube was when I found out there were all these full episodes. I went, you know, and you know, having the iPhone app, it totally opened doors for me because I got to, you know, listen to people's opinions on things. I got to browse different categories. And, you know, maybe my last audio boo maybe seemed a bit harsh, but the truth is that stuff like this really needs to be, you know, they need to give people like us, the viewers, a chance to voice our opinions because there are certain things we like up there. At least three or four channels that I was subscribed to had these videos and all of them got taken down. There's another show also called A Haunting. Somebody, from what we found out, uploaded an entire collection of all the episodes and seasons. Maybe that shouldn't have been done. Because that might have been what, you know, that might have been the catalyst that got their attention. That probably should not have been done. I was lucky to find one Unsolved Mysteries video, and then all the haunting episodes are gone. A lot of the paranormal stuff I used to listen to are gone. A lot of the documentaries that I used to listen to are gone. And stuff like this is being removed off of YouTube that are so old that you can't even get anywhere else, as I had stated before. A lot of people are very upset, so I'm just curious what your guys' opinions might be, because I really feel that that's kind of unfair, that stuff like this is not up on YouTube for viewers to watch, yet they have this filth. You know, YouTube has episodes of different shows that are quite filthy and, or, you know, sexually perverse in nature and just absolutely disgusting. And, you know, you can permit this filth and yet you ban all these wonderful old shows. You know, I don't even think you can find Rescue 911 at all either, because that was another one of my favorites growing up as a child. That was a good show. Any show that was a documentary, it was so great, you know, especially for me. Because you, for one, you learn something. You know, you're not.
Pause recording. Publish button.
You're not just watching a movie just because. You're watching a documentary because you learn different things. And for two, you get to hear from other people's experiences. And while the acting is definitely not real, the people's stories are. And you know, the narrations just always bring stuff like that to life. And that's pretty much, documentaries are the only thing I watch on TV. Not saying anything against movies or anything else. I do like a few movies. There are some great movies that I like. But stuff like this, just, it's not fair that, you know, nobody gets a say on shows like these. You know, nobody was hurting anybody. Nobody was,
pause recording. Zero, 10.
Nobody was doing anything wrong by putting these videos up there. So let me know what you think. Take care and thanks for listening.